very much. Thank you, everybody. Welcome. Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. Big win in the home opener. Do you think it deserves an ode?
Yeah!
I'm glad you said that, because we have one. It's called Ode to the Opener. The home is understood. By Larry McCarron. 21-3, second quarter, 10:38 to play. The Jets are flying high. It's not the Packers' day. Touchdown throws to Randall. The big one to Jordy. A one-play drive worth 2 times 40. So the next time you think there is no hope, take a look in the mirror. Don't be that dope. Thank you. Thank you. It's all right. I know. Thank you. Hey, we're excited tonight. Joining us is the brilliant Lion football team. Thanks for coming, fellas. I don't know how excited we are, but also joining us, third and short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is rough and tough and hard to bluff, and when he spits on the sidewalk, it cracks. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Corey Lindsley.
Doing well, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. As a rookie, first time on the show.
Excited.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't.
First. Well, we've only had one first-time guest, first-time viewer. That's pretty special, isn't it? You know, after yesterday's game, I was in the locker room, and I saw Corey, and I went up to him, and I said, that one ended a whole lot better than it started. And I was referring to the very first offensive play. There was a fumble on the exchange, and it's kind of like part of the job description that if you're the center in one of those deals, that you're going to get blamed. Isn't that always the case, Corey, kind of a job hazard?
Yeah, it's unfortunate with the position that we play, but, you know, you take it and roll with it, and then don't let it distract you too much.
All right, Corey, we mentioned the 21-3 deficit. But I thought one of the real turning points in the game, late in the first half, Tremont Williams makes that interception. And then somehow, some way, you guys go 97 yards in 10 plays in next to no time. How did you feel about that drive? Did that kind of say it, hey, we're back in this thing, we're ready to roll now?
Yeah, I mean, it was just anytime you get a big play like that, anytime somebody pick, a fumble, whatever you want to say. Anytime you get momentum builder like that, you got to take it and run with it. And it shows the level of just our potential on offense is that when we're clicking at 97 yards and 10 plays is another day at the office for us. And I thought we did a heck of a job that drive. I didn't even realize we went that far. I was just going, and I didn't even. And that's a testament too to our preparation and everything that. We can do that and still be able to be fresh on the 10th play of that drive because we put so much time and preparation into the no huddle and into our offense.
Second half, I used to be part, when I was a Packer, like before you were born, I was part of a big play offense. Isn't it nice to go 80 yards on one play, to have that capacity?
Absolutely. I saw that happen. When I saw the catch and saw him just take off, and it looked like he was jogging at the end of the run while the cornerback was still running his butt off. But it was amazing, and it just plays like that just give you – you got to snowball that.
Now my favorite part. Let's talk about playing center. Now kind of at the root of your guys' running game is what I would call combo blocks, where you work together, secure the line of scrimmage, then work off to the second level. Could you talk about that a little bit? You and T.J. Lang were working right there.
Yeah, you know, it's the one of the big emphasis in combo blocks is that we got to keep our shoulders and our butts tight and come off at the same time. And right here, a big emphasis that Coach Campen puts on us every day is that when you get an opportunity, when T.J. has a guy like that locked up and you see that hip exposed, he wants you to come and just knock the crap out of that hip and then go right up to that linebacker. And that's we executed that pretty well on that play.
Court. Corey, kind of the acid test for centers at the NFL level is being able to execute the reach block where the guy is lined up a little closer to the play than you are and you have to snap the ball before you block him. And it seems like that comes quite naturally to you.
Yeah, you know, I've done that a lot. I did it a lot in high school, did it a lot in college. You know, I got to get better at it in some aspects of it. I got to keep my pads down a little lower. Got to work on a few of the minuscule things that are just important at this level because, you know, everybody's good. But regardless, I think that I do a pretty good job at that, and I'm excited to just keep getting better at it every week.
Corey, hang on to your helmet, buddy, because it is time to go in the huddle.
In the huddle.
In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Corey, are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay. Corey, why don't you show us where you're at? I think we have a pretty good clue, but just for fun, you can draw on this thing. Go ahead.
Nice.
It costs a lot of money, so draw
right
all you want. Okay, there's Corey, okay? And this is going to be one of those combo blocks you're working with Josh. Okay, let's start the tape, okay? And tell us what's going on. Okay, now that's the part where you're kind of securing the line of scrimmage, right?
Yep, absolutely. So right here, we're working up to, obviously, this backer that Josh comes off into. One of the start of the play, one of the things that I'm trying to do when I take that settle step with my right foot right here, I'm trying to get our timing perfectly. And as you see, it's not perfect, but I set it up perfect for Josh to come in and get a good knock on that guy. And that enables me to take that guy to the ground and Josh to get off on that linebacker.
Okay, you gave away the exciting conclusion.
Sorry.
Okay, hold it up right here. Okay, so Josh leaves you. Okay, you're all by your lonesome right now. So, folks in right here, and keep in mind, the dude Corey is working against is 6'4", 350, and he's not a slug. I mean, he can play. You should have seen him against the Raiders a week ago. He's not feeling so good today, but a week ago he was. But, Corey, talk about it. Drive, huh?
You know, I feel that push from Josh, and I got to take it and run with it. And as our line coach talks about, chase my hands with my feet.
Yes. Okay. That's pretty cool. Claire is my secret lady behind the curtain. Claire, let's roll it back. We got to look at that one more time, just for grins. Corey, when you guys watched the tape today, did you kind of like that?
Yeah, I felt pretty good about that.
How about your coach, Coach James Campen? Did he kind of like that?
Oh, loved it. He said, great finish. That's what we need out of guys.
Look at that, 6'4", 350 in the dirt. All right, coming up, another exciting edition of Earn Your Autograph starring Cody.
Yeah!